可是呢，东北这个不抵抗，结果被日本呢真的给占领了。我这个不抵抗呢，把他们打败了。所以这一点有一点不同。那么我这个打败，我想并不是我，我根本也没有动手，连话也没有说一句，也没有向他们吹，连一口气也没有吹过，那么这样呢，他们自己呀、就互相啊，打起来了，那么然后就都吹翅败归了，就跑了，以后再也不来了。
I did not resist them, although I didn't surrender either. And in the end, they ran off in defeat. You could say Manchuria had also put up no resistance to the Japanese army, but it ended up being occupied by the Japanese, so the comparison is not very apt. Actually, it wasn't I who caused them to retreat.For I hadn't made a single move, said a single word, or even so much as breathed on them. They simply started fighting among themselves and then left and never came back.
本来在三月间呢，在我东北没有蚊子，可是也不知为什么，第二天晚间蚊子来了。这个蚊子啊，哦，都是很大的蚊子，叫的也很响，也是白天没有，晚间就出来了。晚上出来你，这个就要来喝血，不是一个两个蚊子，不知多少，这蚊子也是啊。无数那么多，我当时啊，我就想，哎，这三月间不应该有蚊子，这些个蚊子怎么从什么地方来的？天气还很冷呢，他们怎么会来？啊，自己一想，哦，这也是昨天是狗的难关，今天是蚊子的难关来了。这个蚊子，我可以把他们都打死，但是我要打死他们，我怎么能对得起我母亲？好了，我发一个布施信，我你尽量啊，请你们来喝血了，饮茶了，当饮茶中饮，我请客。
After the dogs left, mosquitoes came.There shouldn't have been any mosquitoes in March, but a huge swarm of mosquitoes appeared the second evening. They were big mosquitoes, buzzing noisily and hungry for blood. I thought, it's only March, and the weather is still very cold. Where did all these mosquitoes come from? This must be another test.Yesterday it was dogs, today it's mosquitoes. I could have slapped the mosquitoes, but if I killed them, how could I face up to my mother? And so I said, You're all welcome to drink my blood. Please, be my guests.
那么我就把衣服啊，上身的衣服都脱起来，反正你们都来了。就都来了，那么这个衣服一脱下来，他们落到身上，可是落到身上呢不咬，在身上呢各处爬一爬又都飞了，你说奇怪不奇怪？从此以后啊，不但这个没有蚊子，而且就无论什么时候蚊子，我在盆手下的时候蚊子不来咬我了，冬天夏天也没有蚊子来咬了，这是第二天晚间呢，这个蚊子馆也打破了。你看，讲起来是不是像神话似的？你们各位听着是很好笑的吧？ 这个真不是很好玩的。当时啊，要没有一个布施心呢、啊，要不把衣服脱了就给保他们的福啊，那他们也不一定就善罢甘休的。
I took off my shirt and bared my upper body. They landed on my body and crawled around, but then flew away without biting. After that, no mosquitoes ever bothered me again. There were many mosquitoes in the wilderness, but I never got bitten even once. You all think it's very funny and sounds like a fairy tale, but I assure you, it wasn't fun at all. If I hadn't taken off my shirt and been willing to let them drink their fill, they might not have left me in peace.
当时我就想怎么样呢？我自己想，好，那么我不是给你们这个血，你们把我血都给扎干了，我就死到这儿，我也不会来报复你们。我不但不报复你们，我呀、要成佛的时候，我要度这些蚊虫啊。我现在呀、开始就要做蚊虫的朋友啊，我要和你们做朋友。那么这样一想呢，所以蚊子落到身上，他也就要和我做朋友了，他们也就舍不得喝我的血了。你看这个感应力，不知道是不是感应力，总而言之呢，我一真发出这个布施心呢，他们又不要了，你看这第二天这个蚊子馆，所以有这个之后，我出家我就叫蚊子比丘，我这个有个笔名啊，有的时候写字啊，因为我这个渡轮呢、和选化、有人看见呢，都这个很头痛的，我就写蚊子比丘啊。那么这个现在听听呢，有人会见到我这个写字，署名是蚊子，小蚊子啊，这就从这儿来的。我今天呢，告诉你们清楚一点。
My thoughts at the time were, "You may drink my blood dry, and let me die here." But I won't seek revenge. And when I become a Buddha, you mosquitoes will be the first ones I take across. I want to be your friends. And so when the mosquitoes landed on me, they wanted to be my friends too. They couldn't bear to drink my blood. I don't know if this was a response. All I know is that when I offered my blood to them, they didn't want it anymore.That's why after leaving home, I called myself the Mosquito Bhikshu. I often use this pen name because my names Du Lun and Shun Hua gave people a headache. Later, I also used the name Mosquito. Today, I have told you the story behind these nicknames.
心里想啊，这是讲故事。不错，讲故事，你就当故事听好了。我再给你讲个故事。那么第三天晚你们是什么关呢？你们谁也想不到，谁猜也猜不到，就什么蚂蚁关。这个蚂蚁呀、也是无牵无挽的顽奸呐。我坐到这个地方上，它往身上了，都跑遍了，各处这么跑到身上也咬，咬啊！这时候呢，我想啊，这个蚂蚁来撵我，不叫我在这守孝啊，回头也是试验我，看看我心真不真吧。那么既然是你来想要撵我，可是我不撵你。我就把手啊脚都松弛开，随便你愿意怎么爬，我也不驱逐你啊，我也你就是愿意往我头上爬，头上爬，愿意脸上爬，脸上爬，愿意往耳朵里爬嘛，我也是受 也是忍受的。那往鼻子里爬，口里爬，随便你怎么爬。那么这样一想呢，啊，过了有半点多钟的时间，哎，这些蚂蚁也都撤退了，啊，这又过一个蚂蚁关。你们说这个，这个奇怪不奇怪？
Some people think I'm just telling stories. You can think of them as tall tales if you like. I'll tell you another story. What test was in store for me on the third night? You'll never guess. It was ants. Thousands of them. As I sat there, they crawled on my body and bit me all over. I knew they were either trying to drive me away or testing my sincerity. Again, I showed no resistance. I thought, you may want to drive me away, but I won't drive you away. I relaxed my body and thought, if you want to crawl onto my head, go ahead. Crawl on my face if you like. You can crawl into my ears, up my nose, into my mouth, wherever you want. I can bear it. After about half an hour, the ants left. Strange.
那么以后呢，有这个之后，以后我呢，连一只蚂蚁也不来了。那，这个蚂蚁到这儿啊，大家也是看看这个地盘，怎么样子也想做霸王啊，也霸不了了，所以都也就都跑了，到一起到旁的地方去了。那么这个有这三种情形是我之后我知道啊，我们人呢，只要我们存着一个没有敌人的心，没有不和任何人呢敌对，那么他就得对我敌对，我还是拿他做朋友。那么这样子，那么始终会感化到啊，他也是啊，就看你成作为朋友了。所以我以后呢，也有一个笔名叫小蚂蚁，这个小蚂蚁这个笔名也是这么来的。
After that, not a single ant ever came to disturb me. The ants probably saw that they couldn't take over the territory.So they went somewhere else. From these three incidents, I realized that if we don't put up any resistance to our enemies, if we can regard our enemies as friends, then they will eventually come to see us as friends too. That's how I gave myself the pen name Little Ant.
Hi, 想到啊，有这个狗的呢，又有蚊子的呢，又有啊这个蚂蚁的呢。今天呢，我讲一个是老鼠的呢。这个老鼠啊，第四天，老鼠蚊子也没不来了，是蚂蚁也不来了，狗也不来了。老鼠跑的，这个老鼠啊，有这个大的老鼠像猫似的，咱们是不是和台湾那个从那个从那个房上掉下来那个十字军那么大的老鼠，那是不知道，总而言之很大很大。我当初啊，以为他们是猫。那么细一看呢，有的白的老鼠，有的灰灰的老鼠，有的是那个在那个斗地里头啊，那个叫斗土子，这种老鼠眼睛不太好，但是呢它是在地下各种钻的。还有一种老鼠呢，就叫那个大眼贼。大眼贼呀，很大的眼睛，这种老鼠会跳， 一跳能跳30多高，所以我在那坐着，他们就说：“也不知有多少，总而言之，没有数量。”就问我身上爬，又问我身上跳，想啊，我头上跳。
On the fourth day, the mosquitoes, ants, and dogs were gone, and the rats came. The big ones were as large as cats. I don't know if they were like the huge rat that fell from the roof in Taiwan, but they were pretty big. At first I thought they were cats, but upon taking a closer look, I saw that they were white rats, and there were grayish ones, and rats with poor eyesight that burrowed in the ground in the bean fields. There were also rats called big-eyed thieves, because they have large eyes. These rats could jump 3 feet high in the air. As I sat there, all the rats, too many to count, swarmed over me and tried to jump on my head.
Go! 我打呀是打不过的，那蚊子呢，只能打过，可我可是我也没有打它。蚂蚁也可以把它们打死，我也没有打，因为犯杀戒，可以把它们都杀了，但是没有杀它。这个老鼠来呢，本来太多了也不容易打。 但是我就用手啊，把我头上跳，用手疼它，一疼哦，它就把我这个手抓住就咬，把我手都给咬的流血。那么这样子啊，然后我自己呀，又不抓它了。
Now, I had been powerless to defend myself against the wolf dogs, and I could have killed the ants and mosquitoes, but I didn't. It would have been difficult to fight against the rats because there were so many of them. However, when they tried to jump on my head, I put up my hand to block them. They immediately bit my hand until it bled. Then I thought, fine, I won't resist. Go ahead and bite me. I left them alone. In about 20 minutes later, they all ran off. That was the test of rats on the fourth day.
他们第五天呢，也不知道什么地方来一般毒蛇，很多大的、小的、长的、短的这个蛇，将来了很多。本来我那个地方呢，蛇是。 平时看不见的，可是那天晚间呢，他们都来了，也要咬我，我也是，就给他咬了，咬死算了，结果也都不咬了。
On the fifth day, I was surrounded by all kinds of poisonous snakes, big, small, long, and short. Usually snakes are not seen in that area. But that day, they all came, preparing to bite me. Again I thought, go ahead and bite me. If I die, so be it. But none of them bit me.
第六天呢，来的是什么呢？是这个百足，这个百足啊。 也不知有多少，也不知从什么地方来的，啊，都是这个百足大概有三四寸那么长。
我在大理山呢，是亲自见过这么大的白鼠，那么在这个西乐园也见过，可是啊，在那个以前我没有见过这个白鼠那么大条的。这一次呢，这个百足来的也是四面来包围，完整往下爬，把那个地呀、啊、那草都爬得刷刷响，很有威风的样子。咱们在这个时候啊，我想这个又是狗又是蚊子又是这个蚂蚁又是老鼠又是这个蛇又是百足，这简直的这怎么回事呢不管它了，不论你什么来就给你咬算了。那么这个心意也不生，对他们也不生恐惧心，也不生嗔恨心，那么结果呢，他们也都自动的撤退了。
On the sixth day came a swarm of centipedes out of nowhere. They were 3 or 4 inches long. I've seen similar ones at Flourishing Compassion Monastery on Lantau Island and Western Bliss Gardens in Hong Kong, but I had never seen such large centipedes in that part of Manchuria. The grass rustled as they came crawling closer on all sides, menacing me. I thought to myself, what's going on here? I've been attacked by dogs, mosquitoes, ants, rats, snakes, and now centipedes. Well, no matter what comes, I'll just let them bite me. Since there was no fear or hatred in my heart, they dispersed and vanished on their own.
第七天呢这个来的这个不同了什么呢，有一股香味，一股香味呀 这个简直人间没有这股香味，是异香满地，叫它这么样子。那么等过这个七天以后呢，就比较平静下来，所以这个对七日的难关呢，它打破了。等到那时候，因为我在坟上坐着呢，也没有人呢给送饭，我也在那也不吃饭。到第七天以后呢，就有人给送饭，谁给我送饭呢？是我父亲。我父亲呢，那时候已经70多岁了，给我拿那个饭呢，这个，给我送来了，叫我回去，不要再守孝了，也就一边讲话一边落泪。
There was something different on the seventh day. A rare fragrance filled the air. A fragrance that was not of this earth. After the tumultuous first 7 days, everything settled down. While I was sitting by the grave, no one had brought me any food, and I resigned myself to starving. But after the seventh day,My father came, bringing me food. He was in his 70s, and he urged me to go home, crying as he talked.
本来七天没有吃饭呢，嚼着也不觉得饿。那么把这个饭吃了以后，我就告诉我父亲，我说以后不要给我送饭。我家里的徐家的人给我送来的饭东西我不吃的。 那么呢，这是啊，在这个一开始有这样情形，在这个船上，那么是不是也见到鬼类的呢？没有见过鬼，那么可是啊，有的时候饿了，那么也吃过这个草根啊，树叶也都吃过，在守孝的时候，我们说起来，这个很也是很苦的。
Although I wasn't really hungry after 7 days of not eating, I forced myself to eat. Then I asked my father not to bring me any more food. I said I wouldn't accept food or other things from my own family. All these things happened to me as I sat beside the grave, but I never encountered any ghosts. Sometimes I ate grass roots and leaves when I felt hungry. That period of living by the grave was one of great hardships.
在我那个东北的山里，刚进山的地方，都没有。有个很有名的山，就是扫桃子户叫。
哦，在哪？在黑龙江啊？
哎，黑龙江那是
边界上，
吉林省吧？
吉林省啊，哈。
就是长白山的那个最后的
一部分。
长白山那个脉呀、啊。
对，
最后就落到
对，
我那个地方那个山里了。落到双坑县呢，
那就算是。
所以双坑县呢，文化那么高，
就是
双坑县出了很多伟大的人物，
就是
像大臣、将军出了有二三十个，
是，
这个就近百年来啊，
就是，
于斌也是我双坑县的，
于斌是，
In Manchuria, northeastern China.There is a range of mountains called the Changbai, eternally white mountains. My home was in these mountains in Manchuria. When you first enter the mountains, there is a famous mountain called Shaodajihu, which is the end of the Changbai Mountains. The end of the Changbai range falls into Shuangcheng County. That's why the county is so culturally advanced and has produced many great people.In the last 100 years, 20 or 30 great ministers and generals have come from Shuangcheng County. Cardinal Yu Bin was also from Shuangcheng County.
那么我住的家庭啊，和一般人的家庭距离大约有100步吧。
哎呦，
100步，所以很固定的一个房子，一个。男人住的宅子，那么用泥造的，这个泥屋，草山的房，所以啊很破旧的。
My house was about 100 paces from the nearest neighbor. It was an isolated farmer's thatched mud cottage, rather old and run down.
我父亲呢？是一个好喝酒的，有钱呢一定去买酒，到该镇5里路来回买半斤酒。
哎呦，
半斤酒喝2次，一次喝4两。
哎呦，真的。
2次喝半斤。
哎呦，
自己一个人跑到街上买回来，自己拿回自己喝。
哦。
喝完了酒嘛就睡觉。
My father was an alcoholic who spent all his money on liquor. He would walk nearly 2 miles to and from town to buy 8 ounces of liquor, and he would drink 4 ounces at a time. After drinking his fill, he would sleep.
我父亲他们弟兄五个
啊，
有几个女的我不知道，
不记得啊。
父亲那一辈，
嗯，
然后我这一辈有五个男的，
嗯，
三个女的。
哎呦，啊，
我是最小的。
您最小的。
嗯。
哦，啊
哈。所以最小的这个父母就
最疼，
都很哎很宠爱，
最宠爱。
啊，惯得很古怪的，
嗯，
啊，一天到晚我一个人呢，就这么坐着，和人不讲话也可以，
嗯，
啊，沉默寡言，
沉默寡言。
我生来呀，和人不同的地方，我不随便谈论人家的是非，
嗯，
啊，我不随便呢，说一句话。
对，
一小就这样的，不随便讲话。我讲出话来，如果不真的，我不讲。大王无语是不行的。
In my father's family, there were 5 boys, and I am not sure how many girls. In my family, there were 5 boys and 3 girls. Since I was the youngest child,My parents loved me most and spoiled me until I became a very strange child. All day long I would just sit there. I could sit for a whole day without talking. I didn't like to talk. One thing that's different about me is that I have never liked to gossip about other people. In fact, I never say anything casually. I've been that way ever since I was little. If something is not true, I will not say it.I simply cannot tell a lie.
但是我生来性情啊，是与一般的小孩子，好像合不来。
嗯。
生来就很孤独的。
嗯。
有我记得事情的时候啊，就听我母亲。告诉我以前怎么样啊，不过那个事情呢都是一种虚妄的，我也不愿意再提他们。
嗯，
那么生来有一些个坏习气啊，就是好哭又出生就哭啊，哭了好几天。
哎呦，
哭的人呢，晚上都不能睡觉，白天又要去做工去，所以就很疲倦。那么哭，最后呢，不哭那天呢，就因为，这个大家哭的也累了，这几天，那么人也都疲倦了，就都睡着了。睡着了，就有人，到家里来。本来是一个穷苦家庭，穷苦家庭呢，有点什么比较，值钱东西都被贼给偷去了。
哎呦，
有这个呢，之后就不哭了。
哦，
哭的时候就好像啊，这个有什么事情啊，自己很不愿意的事情。这就小孩子就哭了，就大约是有这么个情形。
When I was little, I didn't like to be with other kids. I was a loner. The earliest memory I have is of my mother telling me about various things that happened in the past. However, those things are all unreal, and I don't want to bring them up again. Ever since birth, I had some bad habits, such as liking to cry.When I was born, I cried for several days straight. Since people worked all day and were kept awake by my crying at night, they ended up very tired. Finally, I stopped crying, probably because I was worn out after crying for so many days. Everyone else was tired too, so we all went to sleep. While we were fast asleep, a thief came and plundered our house.Basically, we were a very poor family, but he stole whatever was worth any money. After that, I didn't cry anymore. Probably the reason I cried was that I was unhappy about something. That's why most children cry.
咱们在这个环境里头啊，从来就没有看见过小孩子死的。
嗯。
啊，活的，因为看见那时候你年纪也小啊，
嗯、
不记得。
嗯。
那么死的没看见过。有一次啊，当然我记得，好像10月20日的时候，
嗯，
就到那个郊区啊，和一般的小孩子来玩耍，
嗯，
玩耍在那荒地上啊，就遇到一捆草，这捆草里边呢就捆着一个小孩子，
哦，
啊，这小孩子，哎，我就去叫这个小孩子也起来一起玩呢，赶这个小孩，其他小孩子就说他已经死了，你叫他干什么？
Growing up in this environment, I had never seen or even heard of children dying. I may have seen a child being born, but I was too young to remember. But I had never seen a dead child. One time, when I was around 11 or 12, I was playing in a field with some other kids. We came across a child wrapped inside a straw bundle. Its eyes were closed, and it wasn't breathing. This was something new to me. Thinking the child was asleep, I called to him to come play with us. The other children said, "He's dead. What are you calling him for?"
这时候自己也不懂得什么叫死。十一二岁的时候，也不懂得什么叫死。啊，于是乎啊，就觉得我自己不明白，不能问他们怎么叫死了，问他们好像自己不好意思似的。于是乎我回到家就问我母亲，我说今天我遇着个小孩子用这个草捆呢在那荒地上睡着了，我问他们这个是怎么回事，旁的小孩都说是死了，我说到什么叫死了呢？
嗯，
我不懂得这个死，你看这就这么孤陋寡闻。
嗯，
十几岁还不懂得什么叫死，逐渐这个人呢是不很少接触和一般人来往。
嗯。
Even though I was already 11 or 12 at the time, I didn't understand the meaning of death. I was too embarrassed to ask the other kids. So when I returned home, I asked my mother. I told her, "Today I saw a child wrapped in straw sleeping in the field." When I asked the other kids what was wrong with him, they said he was dead. What does that mean? Why did he have to die? That's how ignorant I was. At 11 or 12, I didn't understand the meaning of death. From this you can see that I had very little contact with people.
我母亲就说啊，说死啊，人人都会死的，不过有早死，有晚死，有老死，有少死，啊，有的时候小孩子就死了，所以他用草把他捆上啊，吊到荒街上去。
嗯，
他这老的。年老了也会死，有病的也会死，啊，种种的死法不一样。我就觉得这个人生既然要死，这活着他干什么？
就是
没有意思啊。
对，
我说那人是不是能不死呢？我觉得这个死是很没有意思的。啊，我母亲也没有话讲，怎么人你问人不死他就答不出来不会答了。
嗯，
当时就有个亲戚，这个亲戚姓李，叫李林。
嗯，
他就说了， 说你想不死嘛，那容易。
My mother replied, Everyone must die. Some die sooner than others. Some die old, others die young. When children die, people may bundle them up in straw and leave them in the fields. Some die of old age, some of disease. People die in many different ways. I thought, if we all have to die, then what's the point of living? It's meaningless. Isn't there a way to escape death? What can I do to avoid dying? I asked. I felt that dying was really pointless. My mother didn't know how to answer me. There was a relative at our home named Lin Li who said, You don't want to die? That's easy enough.
我说怎么样容易呢？他说你回去出家做和尚，回去做老道，
哦，
修道去，
哦，
就会不死了。
哦，
我就记住这个修道能不死，就是有了出路了。
有出路。
啊。
嗯。
于是乎就和我妈妈要求我妈妈我要出家去。
嗯。
要修道了。
嗯。
我母亲说。你出家是好事，但是现在你不能出家。等到我死了之后，你愿意干什么干什么。
嗯，
我活着，你应该在家里啊，一起在住在家里，你不能出家。
嗯，
就这么我说那好了，啊，就这么等着。
How is it easy, I asked. He said, You only have to leave home and cultivate the way. That's the only method. Either become a Buddhist monk and practice to achieve Buddhahood, or become a Taoist and practice to achieve immortality. Then you don't have to die. Learning that the only way to escape death is to cultivate the way,I asked my mother for permission to leave the home life. She said, Your wish to leave the home life is a good one, and I cannot stop you. However, you should not leave home right now. When I die, you may do whatever you wish. But while I am alive, you should stay at home with me. I agreed to wait.
12岁这一年，我就觉得修行要做种种的功德，
嗯，
要培福培德，
对，
才能修行，不仅恐怕着魔的，就是，于是乎啊，自己没人教的，
嗯，
我自己就说，那我要先报父母恩，先报答父母恩。于是乎就天天早些晚上两次给我父亲母亲叩头。
嗯。
最初这一次我父亲见到我给他叩头，问我为什么叩头，也不是过年也不是过节。
嗯。
我说我以前呢给你们做儿子做错了。我要改过自新。
嗯。
我要不像以前那么样子，性情那么刚强。
嗯。
他听我这么一说，就哭起来。
哦。
父亲哭起来，说你这样听话，守规矩，就好了，不用叩头。
嗯。
啊，不要我叩头，不要我叩，我一定要叩。
嗯。
我说这是我的愿力，我愿意。做这个事情你不能勉强我不做。
At the age of 12, I intuitively knew that if I wanted to cultivate, I had to do many meritorious deeds to foster blessings and virtue. Otherwise, it would be easy to become possessed by a demon. If I wanted to become a better person, I had to start by being filial to my parents. The first time I bowed to my parents,They were shocked. What are you doing? They demanded. It isn't New Year's or some special holiday. Why are you bowing to us? Father and mother, I said, you have raised me for 12 years. I have been most unfilial, and I have given you much trouble and worry. And all these years I have never listened to you, but I have stubbornly followed my own will. I have not been a good son. From today onwards, I will change my stubbornness and my bad habits. I will be filial to you from now on. My parents wept as they listened. You don't have to bow, said my father. It will be enough just to listen to us and do what you are told. Even though they asked me not to bow, I was still so obstinate that no one could stop me from doing what I wanted to do. And so, from that time on, I bowed to my father and mother every day.
给父亲母亲叩头，以后一想，哎，我要出家修行，将来要有师父。啊，我要是如果读书，也要有师父。
对，
这个天地君亲师，
嗯，
都应该报恩的。
嗯，
我这我居住在这个天地之间，天能服我。